Cole, why don't we start off with a little bit about your background?
Yeah, I've been involved in water since the 1970s after I got out of the Air Force. I'm currently chairman of the Choctaw Water District and Merced County Sphere of Influence Water Users Association. I'm also board director member of the Grand Affluent Water District and the Choctaw Water and Power Authority.
And you had a response to Congressman Costa regarding the statements he's made recently on the water bill and our water usage. What was your response?
Yeah, I've been attending his meetings over in Los Banos with representatives of the government and the state and the constituents in the districts of the 16th Congressional District, which is his district. And he's been trying to forge compromises and solutions to the various challenges that we have. But I've been a little bit disappointed that he's been unwilling to support a revision of the San Joaquin River Settlement. And I think that's the key to the water bill legislation for us on the east side of the San Joaquin Valley, because that particular bill is taking hundreds of thousands of acre feet away from us here on the east side on prime districts like Chuchula Water District, which is right in the middle of the 16th. And the effect is that we have to draw from the underground in order to replace this. And we have a 0% allocation this year because of the drought. And when we do get the wet years, we need that water to replenish our underground aquifers. So we need him to support that bill. And heretofore, he has said, well, you can't do that. He has to just support the Feinstein bill. And I'm trying to get him to aggressively support the Valadao bill that came out of the House that will revise the San Joaquin River Settlement and save us hundreds of thousands of acre feet.
Okay, you mentioned it, but let's go deeper into detail on why that water is so important to growers in this area.
Well, first you have to realize that I was one of the settlement negotiators, and the settlement objectives that were given to us by Senator Feinstein and then Congressman Radonovich were that there were two objectives. One was to try to attempt to do a self-sustaining salmon fishery on the San Joaquin River, but at the same time to mitigate the losses that would occur to the frack community. That meant we were going to get our water back through various means, one of which was take it down the California Aqueduct and take it into the Fryant Southern Districts. Well, what's happened is because of activities by the Environmental Coalition and various things and showing up at agencies and what have you, we've been unable to get our water back for the most part. So that objective, which is a co-equal goal, is not going to be achieved. The second goal, which is a self-sustaining salmon fishery, by the environmentalists' own data on climate warming, indicate that's not going to work either. The San Joaquin is a wide, flat river, and the water is just going to be too hot, so the salmon are not going to survive. Thirdly, the government does not have the money to do the improvements necessary on the San Joaquin River for the salmon fishery. Therefore, it's obvious to any objective observer this is not going to work. So the idea about the Valadao bill is, okay, let's not give up. Let's still have a live river, but we just won't have salmon in it. So you'll extend the current very vibrant fishery below Fryant Dam all the way to the ocean. This will enable us to get our water back, have a live river, save a whole lot of money, which if they wanted to use it, the money saved, they could enhance other fisheries on the Eel and to the north that will work in spite of climate warming. Therefore, at the end of the day, you'd have a live river, you'd have farmers and communities getting the water back, and you'd have more salmon. So it'd be a win-win-win. But we need a political solution here that's going to require some people to stand up to the environmental coalition and their allies. And I think Congressman Costa is well-positioned to do that.
And you've made your comments to him. Has he responded to you at all?
He's not responded to date, no.
There are so many different sides to this issue. Can you help me understand why the salmon in the river is so important to some?
Well, I sat across the table with him for 4 years. For some, it's just the neat idea of salmon coming up a river, which is fine. We can all have goals and that kind of thing. Some of them, quite frankly, just want to see less agriculture in the Central Valley. They have told me, frankly, they think we need to idle at least 1 million acres in the Central Valley and divert that water into streams and environmental uses. the problem here is what is going to be the effect on society. We produce a significant portion of this country's fruit and vegetables, and society as a whole going to want to pay more for fruits and vegetables, to not have the same quality of fruits and vegetables they have now. So a few hundred salmon can maybe make it up the river. It doesn't appear they're going to be able to. They're being done by truck now. Is that really that important to society, or can't they be happy with the salmon fisheries that exist now? The thing is this can be a devastating impact to the east side communities and the farmers, with hundreds of thousands of acres being taken out of production permanently, with families losing farms that have been in their families for generations. And I think it's not only a travesty, I think it borders on the criminal to be doing things like that.
I think you have explained your issues very well. Is there anything else you'd like to tell our listeners?
What I'd like to do is to urge farm families, husbands, the wives, the children, get a hold of these senators, Feinstein and Boxer, get a hold of these representatives, board of supervisors, assemblymen, state legislators, and tell them how you feel. Tell them how important this is. This thing is going to be decided here in the next few weeks or few months, and this is our chance to make a difference. These judges tell us, hey, don't blame the judges for enacting laws that Congress has passed. If you want a different result, then get Congress to pass something different. And this is where we're at. We need to do this, and I think it's doable if we get enough people to speak up and say this and give our story. I think it's something that can't be refuted. And the other side is just say, well, if you pass the Valdeo part, the sky will fall. That's a bunch of baloney. And I think I'd like to see people speak up more.
Okay, thank you for your time, Cole.
Okay, well, you're welcome.